Now, could you explain to us what inspired the creation of Lip Temba?
Well, it was a fair while ago now. It's nearly been 10 years, but believe it or not, back then there was really only Movember that was that real fundraising model, and we were just having drinks out one night and thought we should do something that's female focused, and it sort of was born from there. And it's quite sort of ironic now there's so many different month and day sort of fundraising activities that have sort of exploded since then. But yeah, it's sort of just how it came about. And then we sort of had a bit of digging and tried to work out what we wanted to direct it to in terms of what sort of a female specific cause, and we landed on women's mental health.
Yeah, no, and what a great cause to support.
Yeah.
Do you feel there needs to be more recognition for women's mental health?
Yeah, so the big thing when we started this, there was like the majority of mental health research and programs were tailored for some strange reason around men predominantly, and then applied to women. And as we know, men and women are very different and respond differently to approaches. So we spoke to the Royal Women's Hospital, who run the Centre for Women's Mental Health, which is a national body, and their big philosophy was that they were starting to place a gender lens on when it came to mental health and focusing in on gender and tailoring mental health research around gender. And once they started doing that, they saw, you know, higher accuracy around research and higher success rates of programs, support programs, and it made sense to us. And there's also a component in there which is gender-specific women's mental health, so stuff that's really, really genuinely female-focused, which is, you know, menopausal, postnatal type projects that we fund as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. There needs to be funding for all aspects of mental health, particularly women's health as well. So what was it about lipstick that made it the symbol for raising awareness?
Well, I think we just sort of thought, well, what's something that's really visual and what's something that's sort of inherently female or associated with women? And we thought wearing really bright out there colours could also, you know, draw attention, start a conversation as well. And it's a bit of a challenge for some people to be wearing, you know, blue or green lipstick throughout the month. It sort of can get difficult. But I think that's the idea of it, is to have a bit of fun with it, look a bit silly and start conversations. And, yeah, as I said, we're nearly into our 10th year and look like we're on track to raise just over $2 million this month, which is amazing.
Oh, amazing.
From where it's come from. Yeah.
So has this year, speaking of which, is this year, we're almost in the end of September, we're down to the end of it here. How has it been?
Amazing. Yeah, we're incredibly fortunate. We have a major partnership with Chemist Warehouse nationally. So we formed that about six or seven years ago. And so what that allows us to do is they sell our official Lip Temba lipsticks in store. So people go in store, buy their lipstick, then jump online at liptemba.com.au and get sponsored to wear the lippy. So their support has been enormous. It's sort of allowed us to really expand what we're doing and expand who we distribute our funds to and expand the outcomes that we're generating. So they've just been an enormous support for us and their stores. I mean, the stores alone have already raised over $1 million, which is just unbelievable.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. So what is it that you hope for to see happen with Lip Temba, say, for next year or the years ahead?
It's a funny one, because it's just each year you're sort of like, all right, well, we raise this, so how can we beat it? And we sort of keep trying to beat that target of what we set each year. But I think you can sort of get caught up in that to a degree, I think, sometimes. And you've got to realise, you know, there's some really special things about the campaign that you sort of sometimes can miss. And, you know, I've over the journey sort of been aware of women meeting through the campaign that didn't know each other beforehand and have set up their own sort of support network where they're sort of communicating with other women that have gone through similar situations, and it normalizes it and shows you that, you know, this is incredibly common and something not to, you know, put on to sweep under the carpet and try and hide. This is something that, you know, the more we talk about it and the more people realise that this is incredibly common is a really good thing. So I think the beauty of Lip Temba is we just want to keep the conversation going and keep talking and keep being open. And the bonus is raising these amazing dollars that we can fund, you know, some really significant outcomes that are starting to really impact women's lives around the country.
Yeah, no, creating those support networks and letting each other know that they're not alone, I think, is incredibly powerful work that we should always strive to achieve. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Luke. Just to finish up, how else can people become involved?
So it's pretty simple. If you can simply just go into a Chemist Warehouse store and buy a Lip Temper lipstick, or you can jump online at liptemper.com.au and make a once-off donation. Or if you really want to go the whole hog, you can get your lippy and get set up a fundraising page at liptemper.com.au and get friends and family to sponsor you for wearing your lipstick. So we've still got a week left, which is, you know, there's still a lot of time for us to still raise even more money. So it's incredibly exciting. So if anyone wants to get involved, it's never too late. And yeah, I just really appreciate you having us on. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much for coming on. What a great cause. I know many, many people, including myself, who suffered from mental illness. So I think this is amazing.